USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top House panel will hold a hearing this week on the deadly mass shooting in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Democratic-led Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including Maya Cirillo, a fourth-grade student at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by law enforcement. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, who is among the senators involved in bipartisan talks regarding gun safety, explains what lawmakers are still hammering out and what could be included in the gun law proposal.
This is a moving target, if you will. We're still in discussions, and we are still trying to figure out exactly what mechanism is going to enable us to get the votes that we would need.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal grand jury indicted former President Trump aide Peter Navarro for contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate in the House's January 6 committee's investigation regarding the Capitol attack. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, joins Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to react.
They didn't ask him to come in and surrender. What the report is, they actually followed him in the car to the airport to make a scene and to handcuff him. Why would they go about making that happen? He's a political opponent, not a criminal on the basis of what they look. And the Supreme Court has ruled there are separations of powers. Our role in the House is legislatively.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says the Senate won't compromise Second Amendment rights with new gun control legislation. Murphy's saying that's the goal of bipartisan legislation being crafted in the Senate that's meant to keep dangerous weapons out of the wrong hands. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At the Boston Conference on Cybersecurity, FBI Director Christopher Wray says China, Russia, and other countries could be hiring cyber criminals for attacks. He says they found Iran-sponsored hackers trying to launch an attack on Boston Children's Hospital.
We were able to help them ID and then mitigate the threat. And quick actions by everyone involved, especially at the hospital, protected both the network and the sick kids.
According to AAA, the 100 deadliest days of summer are here.
AAA has some advice for parents during the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The Auto Club suggests parents talk to their teens about the dangers of speeding, driving drunk, and distracted driving. They also say one of the best things parents can do is teach by example. AAA says more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Explosions are being heard around the capital of Ukraine as Russia steps up missile attacks on the region. The mayor of Kyiv says the explosions came after Ukrainian armed forces launched a counteroffensive against Russia in eastern Ukraine. Some officials say the Russian bombardment appears to be targeting a railway network in Kyiv. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.